is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another Friday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And of course, we got ticket script in hand because we're already dealing with a deficit. If you listened to the show yesterday, Lundy and I absolutely got body slammed by the books. Showing the scissors because we were slicing and dicing our tickets.
Because bank account got trimmed.
Yeah, that's we got why. Chopped. I rolled and smoked a lot of tickets. The buzz was great. Waking up this morning, not so much, but we got to get back after it. Plenty more opportunities to come. So let's indeed hop aboard the Plus Bus, my friend. Plus 100 odds or greater. That is the requirement. Honk, honk. Give me a wager. And please get us off on the right foot.
Yeah, let's really get off on the right foot. I was shocked last night right before tip-off, Brad. Joker for a triple-double was plus 145, so I jumped on that bad boy.
Wow.
Because that doesn't usually happen, folks, as you well know, when it comes to Jokic. Normally, that's like, you know, maybe plus 105, 110, if you're going to get plus odds at all. And it was plus 145, so I rolled with that one. They completely wasted the Aaron Gordon performance. Way to go, guys, to blow that one. Dude, here's what happened for us locally in Denver, by the way. We had a boring Thursday night game that we wound up losing money on. We had the Avs lose in a shootout, and the Nuggets blew a 50 burger by Aaron Gordon and lost in overtime. So it just sucked, man, which probably means it's not going to be a necessarily freaky Friday. Let's hope for something though. Let me go to the ice here. We got Calgary and Winnipeg. I'm going to play the under. I don't like to do unders. I like overs, right? I like overs, just like I liked the over in the game last night. The only effing bet I hit on last night's game. But I'm going to play the under here between these two teams at 5.5. You can get it just barely baby seduced by the juices. Brad likes to say plus 102. A couple of reasons why. Winnipeg is on a back-to-back here. Yes, they are at home, but they're on a back-to-back, and they lost 3-0 last night to Seattle at home, which is pretty surprising. And Calgary is scoring the fewest goals in the entire National Hockey League. They are only averaging 1.5 goals a game so far. They are dead last. It's ugly. Like, Brad, they're 32nd. Team number 31 is at least at 2.3. They're only at 1.5 goals per game. So Calgary can't score. Winnipeg just got shut out at home, and this is plus odds. This game, to me, has like 3-1 or 3-2 maybe written all over it. So let's take the under, and let's take advantage of these plus odds.
I could call there, though. Yes, indeed. Baby seduced by the juice at a plus 102. But again, we are demanding, we are calling for winners. And I just royally suck last night. How does Quentin Johnston not get a single target in a game in which his team scores over 30 points? What the flipping hell? All right, we move on. Let's go to the college gridiron. Hopefully, this is going to be a ticket cash on a sensational Saturday. It is the very last game to kick off on the Saturday slate, and I'm going to go the alt market. Give me the Utah Utes coming off the tough loss in the Holy War against BYU in a great bounce-back spot, taking on right up the road from Lundy in Boulder, Colorado. The representatives are fine from that fine town, and that is the Colorado Buffs. So I'll take the spread up from 13.5, tack on additional 3. I think they win by at least 17, so minus 16.5, and a minus 118 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Giving you the advanced metrics on the Nimbus Nerd Football Power Index at ESPN has the Utes at number 16 overall, Colorado much lower on that list, and number 52, Utah number 27 in the country, according to Pro Football Focus in offense efficiency. Colorado flirting with number 100 at number 94. Defense efficiency, Utah number 52. Colorado indeed north of 100 at number 115. They're not really scoring a lot of points. They're not stopping us all defensively. I think this is an excellent bounce back narrative spot for Utah. I think they smash, they body slam, they roll the Buffs. So give me the Utah Utes, minus 16.5, trampling Colorado at a plus 118 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Yes, sir.
Let me back you on this one. Folks, this is only the third road game of the year for Colorado. Three. This is it.
Yeah.
They've only played two road games up until now. Do you know what they do? They fail against the spread on the road. All right. Brad's exactly right. I would lay the standard line, and I don't think it's a bad idea to take the alt line. CU sucks when they go on the road.
Yeah, break out that stepladder. All right, with those bets on the board, we got to get after it on another Friday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Numero cinco here on the NFL Week 8 Countdown. You guys know we love them player props, and I'm going to go the alt market here, and I think a Golden Goose is going to arrive in Pittsburgh. Give me Matthew Golden. Hopefully he won't lay a giant egg. 50-plus receiving yards against the Steelers at a plus 138. Bank this one at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Pittsburgh, really underachieving, number 21 in dropback EP80 on the season. They've allowed the eighth most wide receiver yards of any team in the National Football League. Seven wide receivers have hit the half-century mark against them. And you know what the name of that game is for Golden. He's a field stretcher. I'm working on his way to getting to an extraordinary status, but he's been definitely appreciable in that category. Number 12 in yards per target, number 6 in average yards of separation per target. Attractive player profiler. He has hit 50 yards through the air in 3 of his last 4 games. He's going to split time outside and in the slot. He's lining up in the slot 46.4% of the time, which means he'll get some Jalen Ramsey. Now, maybe 2-3 years ago, nobody wanted to be stuck with Jalen Ramsey in coverage, but he's fallen on hard times. Now, as a member of the Steelers, he has given up the 25th most yards of any defensive back in the NFL, along with a 67.7% catch rate. Yes, I understand Christian Watson's going to be back. Might steal away a deep ball opportunity or 3, but I think Matthew Golden will be able to stretch the field. I think it's going to be like a 6, maybe upwards of a 7 target gain. Gets that kind of volume off the hand of Jordan Love. We're hitting 50-plus, baby. So that's a numero cinco here on the countdown. Matthew Golden at 50-plus receiving yards in Pittsburgh under the primetime lights in the Aaron Rodgers Bowl. Plus 138 there at DraftKings. Alandi, fade or follow.
Brad, I don't hate it, but I think I'd rather just stick with the regular number. I know you're chasing some plus odds here. You're influenced by the fact, like you and I mean, I had that pair of scissors, folks. You would have to break out the landscaping shears, maybe a machete to be able to talk about what happened to my bank account last Sunday with some of the bets. And I think you might be chasing here a little bit. I don't hate it. I just think I'd rather play the standard line than chase the plus odds here on this one.
What is my nickname? The big noise. What you should do all the time. Fade the noise. You're welcome.
Number 4.
Numero Quattro here on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Rico Herrera. Dowdle. Yeah, you knew it was going to come back at some point, Lundy, although you told me to shut up with that reference to the great Gerardo, a one-hit wonder back in the 1990s days. I remember that video very vividly. Again, shirtless, tan, I wish I were him, but I'm not. I am frumpy and old and very bold. But what I do love is Rico Dowdle on the over 49.5 rush yards, taking on the Buffalo Bills at a minus 110, a little bit lighter juice there at BetMGM. I understand he's going to be in a full-blown timeshare with Chuba Hubbard, but Dave Canales, my God, man, look in the mirror and ask yourself, who should I give the rock to more, Rico Dowdle or Chuba Hubbard? There's only one answer, and hopefully the film work provided clear evidence of the direction you need to go. Hubbard outsnapped Rico 38-32 last week, but Dowdle absolutely trounced him in terms of overall per-touch production. He went over 70 rush yards last week on his 17 carries, and I think if he gets around 14-15 grips on the ground, he's going to reach 50 yards. I understand a lot of people like, oh, Carolina Panthers are trying out the red rifle. Andy Dalton, they're going to get waxed. They're going to get crushed. That might be the case, but I think Dowdle could still get most, if not all, of this yardage in competitive time there in the first half. Why? Well, the Bills number 30 rush EPA defense, giving up 5.44 yards per carry, 116 flat rush yards per game just to RBs. Five RBs, folks, have gone for at least 50 rush yards against them. And again, Dowdle is the picture of efficiency, 3.79 yak per attempt. That's number 7 among qualifying running backs. He's also top 17 in missed tackles force with 17. So we'll see what the split looks like. I'm hoping it's going to be more 60-40, Dowdle to Hubbard. Love Rico Dowdle in a bye-heavy week for fantasy franchises that are out there. Again, I think he gets to at least a half-century mark. Numero cuatro here on the Friday edition of the Fade 5. Rico Dowdle over 49.5 rush yards against the Bills, minus 110 at BetMGM. Good sir, fade or follow?
I will follow on this one. I know we're chasing a little bit of what we want in terms of the snap share, all of those kinds of things, the opportunity share. There were a lot of there were a lot of like calculus formulas going on there in what Brad was trying to do, because he needs a lot of things to align. But I do think that this is a low enough number. It's a low enough threshold that even if we are watching this bounce back and forth between Rico and Chuba, which just like, really, you can't just have like a back with a guy like James, you know, Scott, Tony. No, we got to go with Rico and Chuba to be able to entertain the folks there with Charlotte. Like I said, it's a low enough number that I'm happy with it. I will follow.
Hey Lundy, 1 + 1 = 3. Am I correct?
7.
Number 3.
Numero tres here on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Cue tunnel vision. Classic rock club, you know, throwback classic, if you will. Jamar Chase, that's what Joe Flacco has for number one. I'm going to go to the old market here. And I say Chase holds on at least 9 receptions at a plus 124 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Folks, it is mesmerizing what Chase has done in the box score the last couple of weeks. 35 total targets, and he has gone for 26 total grabs and went 10 for 94 first game of Flacco. Second game, we'll do even better than that. 16 for a buck 61. It's outrageous. We know how good he is. One of the true elites in the game. A lot of people spent number one overall fantasy football draft capital on him for all of the right reasons. Finally has a competent passer, even though he is on the wrong side of 40. But you look at Chase, number one in total yak, number four in total air yards, number 10 in yards per route run. What does that tell you? He gets separation. And obviously, it doesn't really matter. Even if he is blanketed, all Flacco is doing is says, F it. He just throws it in his general direction, and Chase is making an adjustment and making the play and hauling in the catch. We'll see if Sauce Gardner can go. It seems very unlikely at this juncture. He is not practicing the entire week for the Jets, 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 Jets. I also worry that maybe Cincinnati blows him out early and Chase doesn't play a whole lot late in this game, but he could still maybe accumulate 8-9 receptions by halftime with the force feedings that he's receiving, as the Jets are number 29 in drop back EPA defense. And Xavier Leggett had 9 grabs against them in week 7. Why can't the best wide receiver arguably in the game do the same? So numero tres of the Fade 5 countdown, Jamar Chase with that tunnel vision from Joe Flacco. 9 plus catches plus 124 in the alt market at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
Look at you chasing again. You keep going to the alt lines trying to chase the dollars.
Yeah, see, you're
what
welcome.
I did there? It chase. Yeah. See the chase.
Yeah. And not with my guy, Chase Brown, who I usually get down with.
Yeah, usually. You regretting that trade with me yet?
Yes, painfully so. Right. Thank you for the reminder. Just keep twisting and digging in that sharpened knife.
Well, you know, I can't help it, because I came out of our draft, Brad, hating my team, and I'm in like second place, and I just thought
you are. You know,
it's like typical fantasy, right? You don't like your team, you win. You like your team, you lose. I like this bet because it is absolutely tunnel vision from Flacco. Let's run with this one. Let's take the plus odds.
Oh, you speak of fantasy? You want more of it? Go to my website at thegamingjuice.com, folks. I have all of my fantasy rankings there. Going to be scrubbing and updating them throughout the entire weekend as the practice reports and other news bites begin to trickle out. I have my fantasy flames columns live on the site right now. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. My top props piece for you player prop seekers also available right now. My top five plays of the weekend. We got the college football forecast from Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, and Nate Jacobson ahead of week 9 live on thegamingjuice.com. Lundy's always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet lives there as well. Drop of the puck, I'm making some bucks, his specialty. Check out all of his wagers and my spreadsheet also available there. Here's the advice I'm going to give you again. Fade the living daylights out of me. I'm bitterly cold right now. You can get it all at thegamingjuice.com. Click Ask Brad, fire off your fantasy or sports betting questions, and I will answer them at my convenience, at my leisure. Again, you don't pay a single dime. It's free, folks, at thegamingjuice.com. Click Converse and Cash, .. Maybe.
Number 2.
Nero Nose here on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go to Lundy's neck of the woods. He is going to be in the stands for this battle between the Dallas Cowboys, who just continue to outscore the competition despite the repugnant defense, taking on his Mile High Horses and the Denver Broncos. I like me some Marvin Mims in this game. It's a really low threshold in my estimation and a sensational matchup. I'll take the over 27.5 receiving yards. That's it, folks. Against them Cowboys at a -115. Available there at BetMGM. You look at Dallas. They're not dead last, so moving in the right direction in drop-back EPA defense. But they're third to dead last. They're number 30 in that category. They have allowed the third most opponent wide receiver yards of the season, giving up 8.14 pass yards per attempt. 13 WRs have booked at least 28 yards through the air against them. Got to get a lot of Deron Bland in coverage. He's giving up a 66.7% catch rate. That's always a plus. Mims will work out of the slot. He'll work outside as well. And what impresses me, yes, he's only averaging 4.4 targets per game because Sutton is clearly the WR1 in this offense. Bo Nix loves the spread, the love around, but Mims, the guy, gets a lot of separation. He is number 7 in average yards of separation per target. He's number 7 as well in total deep ball targets among all NFL wide receivers, number 24 in Yak. He's gone over this, Lundy, in 3 of his last 4 games. I love me some low thresholds, and like a dachshund with those little legs, I think he, you know, can easily just hop, jump over it. That's it. All I need is 27.5 against Little D. So again, numero dos on the Fade 5 Friday edition, the countdown, Marvin Mims over 27.5 receiving yards against the Cowboys, -115 at BetMGM. Bury the bias, Lundy. Fade or follow.
Well, I'm trying to bury the bias. I agree that this is a low threshold. The problem is that they just keep spreading the ball around. You got Troy Franklin out there. You got your guy, Pat Bryant, that's out there. You got Mims that can get involved. And of course, you have Cortland Sutton as well. They've even been, you know, figuring out ways to get Nate Adkins involved. The big question is, will the offense for the Broncos actually show up at the beginning of the game, or are they going to wait till there's 10 minutes to go again before they finally decide that they're going to do something? I don't know which one of those particular offenses I am going to see. Yes, I agree. This is a low threshold, but tell you what, buddy, I got to fade you here. I think Mims comes in. I got to fade you. I think Mims comes in under this number on Sunday.
Oh man, that is pain again. Twisting that knife, Lundy. It hurts.
Number 1.
Numero uno on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 podcast. It hurts so good. Come out, Jalen, make it hurt so good. Yeah, crank that Mellencamp there in the background. I'm going to go to the market again. That is the theme of this podcast. Lundy, again, I'm in a very deep and dark hole, and I want to crawl out of it and live my best life. That's all I'm asking. So hopefully Jalen Hurts is going to get me there. 220-plus pass yards against the G-men at a +115. Yeah, I rolled the shoulders a little kind of in middle of the road. Not quite baby, not quite full. Seduced by the juice there. Available at DraftKings Sportsbook. The Giants are improving and on the back end defensively. I give credit where credit is due. The number 14 in drop back EPA defense, giving up just 6.62 pass yards per attempt. But they have allowed 258.3 pass yards per game. Six quarterbacks have thrown for at least 220 against them. And oh, what a quinky dink. 2 weeks ago, Jalen Hurts was one of those six, and he had 283 vertical yards in that game. He's gone for 280 plus in three straight games. He's now number 13 in total air yards and number 5 in deep ball completion rate. Remember that closed door meeting he had with some teammates? And it was just like a smattering. A membership of the teammates that were involved in that, probably AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, maybe some Dallas Goedert, Jahan Dotson. But what came out of it, I think Devontae Smith and AJ Brown pointed to him and said, "Hey, we're fast, we're really good down the field. Just throw the damn ball beyond 20 yards." And Hurts is like, "All right, man, I can do that." And he's unleashed. He's uncorked. I think it's going to be more of the same against a defense. Again, it's making improvements, but they're still beatable. Number one, numero uno on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 podcast ahead of the main slate in week 8, Jalen Hurts, 220-plus pass yards, and they all mark it against the Giants at a plus 115 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
I will follow on this one. Yes, I know he's man. Chasing the plus odds. Yes, I get it. He is desperately trying to refill the bank account. I understand. His underground poker ring is over. And so he has to find other ways to be able to bring in some dollars. That's what Brad is doing right now. But this one I think is good. I do think that the little powwow amongst Jalen Hurts and his top targets is something that will pay off. And I think he can get to this 220. Good call, even though you're chasing.
Yeah, hopefully Jalen Hurts won't pull a Terry Rozier and just shave stats and points and various matters. So, let's go in and get after it here with some additional opportunities. And bonus time, weather in the NFL in week 8. Maybe you're looking at college football in week 9. Maybe, again, you're looking at the NHL. You got a loaded slate upcoming. Hell, I'll accept some World Series bets, maybe over the entire series or in game one. That's going to begin at tape day. That is on a Friday tonight. So, Lundy, all I ask is for you to give me another bet. So give me at least, I don't know, a half dozen and serve up some dubs. What do you got?
Well, let me see if I can make something happen here. This is one, folks, that I'm chasing the value on it. I understand that the odds leader is Shohei Ohtani for all the right reasons. However, Freddie Freeman is 14-1 to be the World Series MVP. And we know this guy likes the spotlight. We know he can get the job done. Again, there's a very strong reason as to why Shohei is at plus 160. Okay, he's not even 2-1 to be the World Series MVP. But if it's not Ohtani, and if you think the Dodgers are going to win the series, which I do, 14-1. I mean, I had a free bet and I just dropped it on there because I thought, why not at 14-1? Other than that, talk about insanity for Toronto right now. I saw somebody that wrote this, Brad, and I've got to echo the sentiment. They said this might be for the next, 10 days or so, might be the only time that the Toronto Maple Leafs are the second most popular topic up in Toronto right now, because I think it's going to be all about the Blue Jays. I really am hoping that Toronto pulls off the shocker, but I just think the Dodgers right now are on a roll, folks. But again, if the Dodgers win the series, which I think they're going to, Freddie Freeman might not be bad there at 14-1. Let's talk about some college football on the schedule for tonight. Two different ways I'm going to play it. I got a straight bet for you, and then I've got a three-legger that is a combination of alt lines and things like that. So please follow the bouncing ball. Let's start here. I like the over by itself between North Texas and Charlotte, okay? It's at 60.5. I like it by itself. I would play the over at 60.5 at a minus 115. However, I did put together this three-legger for tonight, where I did an alt line on it. So here we go. I took the total down to 49.5 and played the over, okay, between North Texas and Charlotte. I then took Boise State's spread on the road against Nevada. I brought it down from 21 to 9.5. I just need Boise State to win by double figures, folks, on the road. And then give me Virginia Tech just on the money line against Cal. Cal might cover this, but West Coast teams going all the way east, we know it's bullshit that Cal and Stanford are in the ACC to begin with, okay? But I think there's a little bit of bias based into the performance that Cal has done over the course of the last couple of weeks, traveling all the way to VaTech for this game. So give me Virginia Tech just on the money line. To give you an idea, Tech right now, the spread is -6, -6.5, depending on the book you're looking at. All I need is for Tech to win, is for the Hokies to win. So one more time, Virginia Tech money line, Boise State alt line -9.5, UNT and Charlotte alt total over 49.5. That's +120 at DraftKings. So a nice, simple, I know it's weird legs, but it's a pretty nice payday at a +120 on that one. Let me go forward to tomorrow. My favorite dog tomorrow that you can get at +105 is Purdue at home against Rutgers.
Yep.
Oregon just ran for 415 yards against Rutgers. One more time. Four Bills is what they did on the ground against Rutgers. I think Purdue gets the job done at home. This is like the Big Ten game that nobody cares about because these two teams, Rutgers and Purdue, have combined to lose 9 straight games. Purdue has lost 5 in a row. Rutgers has lost 4 in a row. But I think Purdue gets it done, and you can get them at plus odds right now on the money line at +105. I like them a lot in that one. There's not enough hockey for me tonight. There's a full schedule tomorrow. I already gave you my favorite one in terms of the under that we did on the plus bus. One of my favorite touchdown scores for tomorrow. Let's go back to that Buffalo game that Brad was talking about. Give me Dalton Kincaid at +205. I do like Kincaid to be on the receiving end of at least a touchdown pass from Josh Allen. I've already told you that I've got this theory that right now tight ends are scoring at a higher percentage. It could just be something bogged down in my brain, but I really do believe that that's happening right now. And I'll take Dalton Kincaid again at better than 2-1 +205 is where I got that number at DraftKings. Folks, last weekend, Brad laughed at me, freaking laughed at me when I told y'all to take the under on Jaxson Dart's rushing yards against the Broncos.
No, I did.
And
I lost.
He Jaxson Dart didn't even get to a dozen yards rushing, okay? And of the 11 yards he had 9 of them on one carry. I'm going back to the well with a different guy. The Cleveland Browns allow the fewest rushing yards to the quarterback position in the entire NFL. Give me the under on 29.5 rushing yards for Drake May at DraftKings, -114. 29.5. Okay. The reason that matters is because at BetMGM, that number is 26.5. It's a difference of 10%. So I'm going to play it over there at DraftKings, the under at the 29.5. Excuse me. I do think Drake May is going to scramble. I just think that Cleveland defense will keep him packed in, just like the Broncos defense did to Jaxson Dart. And I think Drake May finishes on the under on the 29.5. I will have more posted up, as always, on the spreadsheet coming up later today and certainly tomorrow when we have a packed schedule in the NHL. And we'll also start to sprinkle in a few on the NBA as well. What are you doing, Nuggets? I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Oh, I love a lot of your calls there, Mimigo. 100% going to be telling you on Boiler Up on the money line at +105. Let's work at the team Huevos parlay play in the NFL in week 8. SGP, give me Jonathan Taylor to hit 100 yards. That's an alt line, folks, because the standard line is now climbed at some books 103.5. I would not be surprised if it gets north of like 105.5 by kickoff. So I see him hit the century mark. I need him to find the end zone, which he does, usually in multiple times every single week. I just need one touchdown. And give me the Colts on the alt line. I'll take it down from, I think it's like 14.5. I saw 15.5 in a couple of books to 6.5. So simple three-legger. They're taking on the Tennessee Titans, who are number 25 in rush EPAD. The Titans are miserable. They're woeful. They're trash. They're as bad as the Jets. You don't need any other reasons why. So the team Huevos parlay play. SGP, Jonathan Taylor, who I think is a front runner for NFL Offensive Player of the Year at 100 plus rush yards. Jonathan Taylor, anytime touchdown, the Colts -6.5. That works out to a cool +138. Built at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, bonus time. Lundy, whatever the total is in Illinois, I'll just take the over in Illinois and Washington. Defense is going to be highly optional in that game. I've watched every single second of Fighting Illini football this year. Many of that in attendance. The back end is an issue. Washington's not playing a lick of defense. They're north of number 90 in defense efficiency, but both these teams know how to score the pill. Illinois is top 20 in offensive efficiency, according to Pro Football Focus. Washington's top 10 in that category. So I'm going to avoid the spread. We'll see if my Illini show up. But I think the over is going to hit. I think this game is going to be well into the 30s by the time the final buzzer sounds or the end of the fourth quarter. I'm going to lay it with Michigan in a rivalry game against Michigan State. The Spartans are just terrible. A Sparty party. The keg is very dry. And I think the Wolverines rock their world. I'll lay the 14 there on the road. And I'll lay the 2.5 with Vanderbilt. And one of the marquee matchups of the weekend, take it on Mizzou there in Nash Vegas. I think Vanderbilt, Diego Pavia, and that feel-good story is going to continue. They're a top 10 team. It's going to be nip and tuck. It may come down the final possession. It may come down to a field goal boot, but hopefully they split the uprights. They will cover the 2.5. And the party will commence on Broadway down there in Nashville. So those are the action. And I'll have more posted in the world of college football on my spreadsheet a little bit later today. Motoring through some other player props in the NFL. Lundy, you took the under on Drake May rush yards. Excellent call there. I'll take the over on pass yards at 220.5 is what I grabbed it at. He will be forced to throw the football because of the stiffness and stoutness of that Browns defensive front. You look as well, May has gone over 220.5 pass yards in 6 games this year. He's number 3 in adjusted completion percentage, really flourishing and becoming a superstar right in front of our eyes. So the arm is going to be active in that one. George Kittle, National Tight Ends Day, one of the originators of that holiday, quote unquote, anytime touchdowns 2-1. He opened up a Krispy Kreme shop last week. Do you think he's going to get force-fed? Do you think on National Tight Ends Day he is going to find the end zone? Yes. The matchup is awful. I fully admit that against Houston. They've only had one touchdown at tight ends this year. They're number 1 in dropback EPA defense, but I'll drive down Narrative Street and slam on the gas. George Kittle, anytime touchdown, 2-1. I'm in. Elsewhere, Tez Johnson. Lumen Fantasy this week, you plucked him off of waivers. He is going to more or less be somewhat of the new Mike Evans. I know Emeka Buka is going to be the primary flavor of choice for Baker Mayfield to get some Kate Otten in there as well. No Chris Godwin in uniform, also something to take into consideration. But Tez Johnson, man, he may be like a bag of leaves soaking wet in terms of how much he weighs. He's only 154 pounds at 5'10". He's got shimmy shake. He's got open field wheels. And a guy that really ate after Evans left the game last week, finished close with 60 yards, found the end zone on 4 grabs in Detroit. The number's only 39.5, and he's playing the Saints. The Aints, they got a bag over their head for a reason. Number 25 in dropback EPA defense, 9. I've gone over the 39.5 receiving yards mark and some Kool-Aid McKinstry. Ooh, yeah, that is a sexy matchup as he has allowed the 5th most yards to his assignments of any defensive back in the NFL. And Tez is going to see a lot of him. So love the over on Johnson, 39.5 receiving yards at a -115. Of course, I'll have more plays on my site at thegamingjuice.com on the spreadsheet, along with Lundy's spreadsheet. Check that out, but I'm out of breath. And we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly, and drop us a rating and or review at your convenience. Fade or follow us on the X. On Lundy, you can check out at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account, and also go to BetAlytics and sign up with promo code JUICE. Again, promo code JUICE for 25% off. An excellent projections-based site. Rachel Kryshek and company really get it done. It's more than football. You want some prop action. You want some action on the run line in the World Series. Rachel has that. Rachel's specialty is the NHL as well. She used to work for the Vancouver Canucks, for crying out loud. So she loves that sport. Always cranking out some great projections. So promo code JUICE at Betalytics gets you 25% off. All right, for the outstanding, lovely, oh, and oh so hot, Nathaniel Lundy, who amazingly tailed me on way too many bets. I apologize for your losing weekend. Hopefully, you're going to both bounce back. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Emphasis on fade.